Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. When it comes to nutrition, we are breaking doors down and helping a lot of people live better, healthier, more energetic lives. It's a wonderful way to make a living. Now, Thanksgiving time, holiday season, Thanksgiving weekend. Everybody, I hope you're having a great holiday. I hope you're spending a lot of time with family. We are. And also, we've initiated our Cyber Monday sale. That's pretty good. It's a pretty good sale. You buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail, and you get the second bottle free. That's pretty cool. Now, oh, and one quick announcement. On Wednesday the 28th, I'll be in our store in Paramus in the Garden State Plaza Mall. Have to figure out the time. More than likely 1 until 6. So on Wednesday the 28th, we have a store in Paramus, New Jersey, in the Garden State Plaza Mall. That's where Route 4 intersects with Route 17. I'll be there Wednesday the 28th. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey. Now, we're having our Cyber Monday sale. I know it's not Monday, but we're having the sale. So everything is on special. And I'm not going to, you know, normally I have folder after folder after folder with study listed after study. I organize every show. But because it's a special, if I read from the folders, I'm not going to cover anything. So I've just decided to do it from my brain. My brain works quite well with research and nutrition. We have two products that are dominating our joint health supplements. One is Cartilage HX. The other is Biocurcumin 5-Loxin. And they really do help. So let's talk about Cartilage HX first. It's a undenatured cartilage. Undenatured cartilage. And we use the cartilage that the doctors shoot into your knee. So let me explain what that's all about. Your joint in your knee is where the bones meet. And there's this slippery substance covering the bones at the end of the bones called cartilage. Prevent the bones from banging together and from rubbing against each other. Because if they rubbed against each other, there'd be a lot of friction. That's actually called bone on bone. There's a tremendous amount of pain and disability and loss of function, and you wind up getting knee replacement. So the cartilage, when it wears down, not everybody is a candidate for knee replacement surgery. So what the doctor frequently will recommend as a stopgap, it lasts about 6 months, is injections of type 2 collagen from cartilage into the knee. And that sort of creates an artificial barrier, an artificial joint, that lasts about 6 months. So hopefully at the end of that 6 months, somehow you've fixed a situation that prevented you from being a candidate for knee replacement surgery. In any event, the Cartilage HX has this same ingredient. It's in a capsule that you swallow, and it's a really tiny capsule, and you just swallow it once a day. And it's been working better than anything I've seen in a joint health category. It's just dominating the joint health category at this point. It's so successful that huge corporation, multi-billion dollar company, Pfizer. Pfizer's a drug manufacturer. They've stepped into the arena. Now, fortunately for me, I've been marketing this product for 3 or 4 years. I can keep the product if Pfizer ever takes over. But they're going to limit the people who have it. What they found is the ingredient in the Cartilage HX pulls the immune system away from the joint, and that gets rid of the pain and the inflammation and the stiffness, but that also prevents further degradation of the joint. it helps preserve the cartilage at its current state. So obviously, the sooner you get on the Cartilage HX, the better you're going to safeguard your mobility, your independence, your joint function, and reduce future issues with your knee. And the results we've been getting from our, the feedback we've been getting from our clients, first of all, there's been a lot of human clinical trials with this ingredient. It absolutely works. It's absolutely safe. It works much better than other things. You take one little capsule once a day. I always recommend in the morning because that's when you start walking. And it just takes away the pain and the stiffness. I've been using it now for 3.5 years. I haven't had pain since. Since I started using this, I haven't had pain in my left knee, which is arthritic. Okay. And the feedback, by the way, they've also studied it in racehorses and dogs. It works because there's no placebo effect with dogs. You can't tell a dog, oh, I'm giving you a joint remedy. They're not going to know what you're talking about. But they see in dogs, there's been 4 studies that I know of in dogs. It's from the Breathitt Veterinary Center and the University of Kansas Veterinary School, that when they give lame dogs with arthritic joints this product, one little capsule a day, it takes away their suffering. They're able to wag their tail and take a walk again. That's cool. I love helping doggies. I have 2 of my own. Now, the second joint formula is also great for backaches. In fact, I have as many people using the Biocurcumin 5-Loxin for backaches as I do using it for arthritic knees and hips. In fact, it's good for any arthritic joint. Where the Cartilage HX has only been studied for the knee or the hip, and you would imagine it would help every joint anyway, but, you know, they've only studied it for the knee and hip. The Cartilage HX has been studied for every joint, including the neck, you know, the cervical spine, including the shoulder, including the fingers and thumb and the elbow and the toes and the knees and the hips. And it works for every joint and every form of arthritis. So Biocurcumin 5-Loxin is 2 herbs. It's the curry herb, turmeric, but in a very absorbable form. It's much more water-soluble and it's a smaller molecular size, so humans actually absorb it really well. And then the frankincense herb, Boswellia serrata, they're both great for joint pain and joint stiffness. So if you have an arthritic hip or knee or both, this is a fantastic supplement, and it's really safe. Both ingredients have been used together or separately in many human clinical trials. And I could talk about any of our supplements today because everything's on sale because we're having our Cyber Monday sale, even though it's not Monday. But it is the Thanksgiving time, and Cyber Monday's coming, and there you go. We got it covered. The Biocurcumin 5-Loxin is great for neck pain, like if you have a problem with your cervical spine, shoulder pain if you have a problem with your rotator cuff, arthritic thumbs and arthritic hands, arthritic spine and back pain, and arthritic knees and hips. It's in human clinical trials, it's actually been compared to Celebrex and Advil and Aleve and all these different drugs, and it works. It works, and it's really safe. So Biocurcumin's on 5-Loxin is on special. A lot of you already know it. I mean, it's one of our best sellers. The Cartilage HX for your knee and the Biocurcumin 5-Loxin for your back and your neck and your knee, they're huge sellers for Invite. Now, there was a poorly reported study, the Vital and the Reduce-It study. Very poorly reported. In fact, it was kind of outrageous, really, the way they handled it. The Vital study and the Reduce-It studies were studies on fish oils. Both papers were published simultaneously in the New England Journal of Medicine. And in the Vital study, they used prescription fish oils. Now, to be honest with you, our fish oil is already pharmaceutical grade. It is pharmaceutical grade. It's really pure. It's made in Canada. It's from wild-caught ocean fish. It's a really clean product, and it's very fresh. It has a double coating, we call it an enteric coating, that protects the fish oils from oxygen, and it also gets them past your digestive juices so they're not broken down, and you absorb it in your colon. That prevents fish burps. That keeps the fish oils fresh, and that also delivers them where they do the most good, and they have the best absorption. So we have a really good fish oil. So in the Vital study, fish oils reduced the number of heart attacks, and reduced the number of fatal heart attacks. How many heart attacks did it reduce? It reduced the risk of heart attacks by 28%, but listen to this. It reduced the risk of a fatal heart attack by 50%. It reduced the risk of heart disease, the biggest killer on the planet, by 17%, and that's versus placebo. Now, in a second study, it's called a Reduce-It study. They used Amarin's Vascepa, which is just EPA. It's very concentrated EPA. There's no DHA in there, which I like that because the DHA is needed for your memory. The DHA is really needed for your memory, okay? But in a second study, the Reduce-It study, they used Amarin's Vascepa, which is also a prescription. It reduced the number of cardiovascular deaths, non-fatal heart attacks, non-fatal attacks, the bypass surgery, unstable ash by 25%. Now, the thing is, and the study also showed that vitamin D reduced the risk of dying related to cancer, cancer-related mortality by 25%. So in the report last week, they said there's no benefit from vitamin D. What are they, nuts? Reducing cancer-related mortality by 25% is no benefit? What are you, crazy? Are you out of your mind? And reducing the risk of fatal heart attacks? There's no benefit to fish oils? What, are they out of their minds? They are. They're out of their minds. It's very poor reporting. It really was. In fact, some of the researchers quoted that the effects of fish oils were so dynamic that it equaled the onset of using aspirin to prevent a second heart attack, and it equaled the use of statins for reducing the number of heart attacks. That's what some of the researchers said. That was never said on the news. It's insane. It really is insane. Listen, I have to go to a break. Our pharmaceutical-grade fish oil and the one I use, our krill oil, are both on special. They are really high quality, and you're not going to get fish burps from them, and they're very fresh. We'll be right back. You're here to Invite Health.
Welcome to the Invite Health company-wide buy one, get one free Cyber Monday sale. Invite Health, the leader in top-quality health and wellness products formulated with cGMP and non-GMO standards, announces this limited-time offer. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health supplement at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number, 800-804-0973. The number for Invite, 800-804-0973. You can also visit our boutique-style Invite stores or receive a free personalized nutritional plan from one of our healthcare professionals. Visit invite.nyc for retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time, buy one, get one free Cyber Monday sale. Contact Invite at 800-804-0973. The number again, 800-804-0973, or go to invite.nyc. Invite Health, the luxury vitamin brand.
Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio on this lovely time of year, the Thanksgiving holiday season. And, of course, Cyber Monday, we start our sale early. As long as we're talking about heart health. Oh, you know, I should add this, though. Fish oils and krill oil and eating fish, besides clearly being beneficial for your heart, also have been shown to reduce the risk of breast cancer, also have been shown to keep your bones stronger, which is important. They actually create a component of your bone called a plasmalogen, and that keeps the bones sturdy and helps prevent a broken hip. But they also reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. So fish oils are more than just heart health. They do other things, too, which has been proven. There's great research on everything I just said. Reducing the risk of a heart attack, reducing the risk of a stroke, reducing the risk of breast cancer, keeping your bones stronger, and keeping your mind and your brain functioning well into deep old age. Now, as long as we were talking about the krill oil and the fish oil for your heart, I have to mention ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the active version of coenzyme Q10, and that's an important statement. When a young person swallows coenzyme Q10, soon after when they need it, the body regulates it. It converts it into ubiquinol, and ubiquinol is what gives you energy. Ubiquinol is what gives your muscles power, and ubiquinol is what keeps your heart healthy and young and strong. When you hit the age of 40, which today is really young, I mean, how many people are reaching 90 and 100 years of age and 110 years of age these days? I mean, it's just unbelievable. When you reach the age of 40, your ability to convert CoQ10 to ubiquinol starts to decline at a relatively steady pace until you reach 50. Then the ability to convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol, which is the active version of it, declines at a quicker rate
And then when you hit your 60s, it really deteriorates. And you've lost a lot of ubiquinol activity by the time you're 70, 75. Like the amount of ubiquinol in your heart muscle could have dropped 70, 80% by the time you're 75, which is one of the major reasons why older people can have a heart attack, because ubiquinol empowers your heart. Ubiquinol allows your muscles to convert oxygen into energy, and it also helps clean out the muscle cells. So what's your most active muscle? Your heart. Your most active muscle is your heart. It beats over 100,000 times every day, so it's a million times every 10 days. Every week and a half, your heart has already beat over a million times. It needs a steady supply of energy nutrients, B vitamins, the mineral magnesium, a little bit of salt, potassium, calcium. It needs those. But it also needs ubiquinol. And as you grow older, there's less and less ubiquinol being made in your heart. You could take plenty of CoQ10. You're not converting it into ubiquinol. And a lot of studies show that if you have damage to your heart, ubiquinol works better. And if you're diabetic, ubiquinol works better. Better than CoQ10. I mean, studies are showing this. For instance, when they tried to treat people with CoQ10 for Parkinson's disease, a movement disorder that comes from the brain, a brain disease that causes tremors and rigidity and movement disorders, CoQ10 didn't help them, but ubiquinol did. Even in very advanced patients with severe Parkinson's, the ubiquinol was helping them. When they tried to help migraine patients, when they gave them regular CoQ10, it didn't achieve much. When they gave them ubiquinol, it lowered the number of migraine headaches in migraineurs, people prone to migraines. It lowered the number of migraine headaches. And if they did develop a migraine, it was milder and shorter duration. The CoQ10 didn't achieve that. And they've just shown in older men, a brand new study in older men, when they gave them CoQ10, it didn't mean that much. When they gave them ubiquinol, it absolutely improved their ubiquinol levels and their total CoQ10 levels. Because there's a ratio of ubiquinol, which is active, to inactive CoQ10. It's usually 75% active ubiquinol in a young, healthy person to 25% CoQ10. Because the CoQ10 does nothing unless you change it to ubiquinol. But in older men and diabetics, they're finding just the opposite. The ratio shifts. And instead of having 75% active and 25% inactive, it kind of can go the other way almost completely. 25% active, 75% inactive. So ubiquinol is important for people over 50 because their ability to transform CoQ10 into ubiquinol, we call that metabolization, by the way, metabolization. The ability to metabolize CoQ10 into the active form has already declined. And for diabetics, also important, and anybody who's had damage to their heart or brain, you want to give them the ubiquinol active version because the brain or heart has lost some ability to convert CoQ10 into ubiquinol. It's just part and parcel of all these diseases. In fact, a report recently, I don't have it here. I have to dig it up. But I remember all these studies. And if the one thing my brain does right, it can collate information. There was a nursing journal and a nursing school down south, and they reviewed the 100 most common diseases in Americans. And every one of them that had a facet of fatigue as part of the disease state was lacking ubiquinol. Every one of the 100 most common diseases in America that has a component of fatigue, in every one of them, they found low ubiquinol. They also found low Alcar. Now, in older people, there's been a bunch of amazing studies on ubiquinol. And they used our ubiquinol in these studies. There's four ubiquinol manufacturers that I know of. Three of them are Chinese, and one is Kanika from Japan, but Kanika makes it in Texas. And then we use research, patented research from Texas Tech Health Science Center, their pharmacy school. They take D-limonene out of oranges, and they break the ubiquinol down to millions of tiny little droplets that are more water-soluble. So you absorb it much better. But it also keeps it fresh and active. Keeps it in the active, fresh form. And then we encapsulate it down a capsule gel
in Greenville, South Carolina, because they use technology to protect the ubiquinol from oxygen. Otherwise, it could decay. So we've got really good ubiquinol. You can't get better. Even Kanika, they bought our ubiquinol on the sly to make sure we were making a good product. And they said, listen, Jerry, Envite, you're doing a great job. This equals the ubiquinol we use in our human clinical trials. And our human research, your ubiquinol could pass as ours. That's why they're sending us their clients. That's why we have so many clients in Texas now using ubiquinol. Kanika is sending us their clients. Now, that says a lot. When a big manufacturer like that that's spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on research in their product, and they're sending me the referrals, that means an awful lot. That's a huge statement on how precise we manufacture a product, how clean our products are, and how effective. Now, so in older people, they actually did this wonderful study. They did a series of them. They found that when they gave elderly people, in a series of studies, not just one study, they found one, it reduced inflammation in their heart. Regular CoQ10 did not achieve that. It lowered hsCRP in their heart. Let me explain something to you. Pollution raises inflammation in the heart. Many things raise inflammation in the heart. About half of all heart attack victims have low cholesterol or are on statin drugs or have normal cholesterol. They're inflamed. When they looked at a large population in Europe, the people with inactive CoQ10, they had inflammation. But the people with higher levels of ubiquinol in their system, they didn't have the inflammation in their heart that could trigger a heart attack. And then they did a second part of the study, but this part was done in the United States. When they gave people CoQ10, it did not lower inflammation in their heart. And half of all heart attacks are due to inflammation in the heart. When they gave them ubiquinol, it lowered the inflammation in their heart. That's rather astounding. So they found giving very elderly people over a series of years ubiquinol, first of all, kept them out of the hospital. Second of all, it improved their vitality, their desire to live, their joy of life, their activity levels. It strongly lowered the number of older people, and we're talking people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. It strongly reduced the number of people in that age group that died from sudden cardiac death and heart seizures, that died from arrhythmias, that died from heart failure, that died from heart attacks. It strongly reduced it by over 50%. So it kept them out of the hospital. Their hearts were younger. When they were doing blood tests and things like EKGs and nuclear stress tests of the heart was younger, stronger, pumping properly. I mean, it just meant a lot. It meant an awful lot. Then they stepped it up. Not only did they look at people who, well, let me just finish. I was going to talk about people who had heart attacks, but let me go back to people who didn't have heart attacks yet. It was preventing heart attacks in older people, which to me is worth taking ubiquinol right there, even if it doesn't give you energy, but it does. Ubiquinol gives you energy to go outside and be active, okay, and enjoy your life and get fit and be social and enjoy yourself and use your brain. But they went back 12 years after the study ended. And ubiquinol was still reducing the risk of dying from the heart by 40%. 12 years after the study, they went back and they looked at these very elderly people in their late 80s and 90s. And ubiquinol was still reducing the risk of dying from the heart by 40%. I mean, that's amazing. So they did a study in heart attack survivors. These people had damaged hearts. The hearts had enlarged and stiffened and couldn't pump blood properly. That's called heart failure, a very risky, scary condition. They were already on the best drugs, like atenolol, metoprolol, Benicar, losartan, triamterene, and spironolactone, drugs that keep them alive. They were already on the best medicine. Half the patients, they added ubiquinol over a two-year period. They added ubiquinol to the drugs used for people who survived a heart attack, but their heart is really damaged. It cut the number of additional heart attacks in people who suffered heart attacks. They're the most likely candidate for another heart attack. And people with damaged hearts, giving them ubiquinol on top of their drugs, further reduced the risk of an additional heart attack by 40%. reduced hospitalizations due to the heart by 50%, and more importantly, reduced mortality rates in these people by 50%. People who suffered a damaging heart attack, who are on all these drugs, the best drugs they can give, with heart failure, damaged hearts, adding ubiquinol kept them alive. I mean, I rest my case. We have a 60 milligram and 120 milligram. It clearly offsets the problems of aging on your energy and the problems of aging on making your heart older. I take it every morning. I wouldn't be without it. Okay, let's go to a break. Everything's on special. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Thanksgiving time, Cyber Monday, our sale. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Invite Health company-wide buy one, get one free Cyber Monday sale. Invite Health, the leader in top quality health and wellness products formulated with CGMP and non-GMO standards, announces this limited time offer. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health supplement at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number 800-804-0973. The number for Invite, 800-804-0973. You can also visit our boutique-style Invite stores or receive a free personalized nutritional plan from one of our healthcare professionals. Visit invite.nyc for retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time, buy one, get one free Cyber Monday sale. Contact Invite at 800-804-0973. The number again, 800-804-0973, or go to invite.nyc. Invite Health, the luxury vitamin brand.
Okay, Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Welcome back to the program. As you heard on the ad at the break, and first of all, of course, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's Thanksgiving time. Cyber Monday sale is going on. You buy any Invite product at suggested retail, you get the second bottle free. That's a big sale. That's a big discount. Now, it's also flu season. It's here. The flu is in all 50 states. All 50 states. Why would the flu be a problem now? Because it's getting colder. And also, we're all packed together inside because it's been kind of chilly. The flu virus survives better and is more infectious when it's cold out. That's when it thrives. It doesn't do well in the summer. See, that's why if you went to Australia now, their flu season is over because it's summer in Australia. If you went down to Argentina now, flu season's over. But here, it took hold. And it's going to spread rapidly now because it's become cold, and it's going to be a really cold winter. So there's four things I recommend around flu season. This is on top of you getting your immunization. The flu immunization, according to the CDC last year, was about, I think it was about 40% effective. First of all, get your vitamin D levels in your blood above 40. Okay? And use vitamin D3 to do that. Vitamin D3 is much better at raising vitamin D levels and vitamin D activity than vitamin D2. You want vitamin D3. And most of the multivitamins you buy in those big pharmacies, it's vitamin D2 in their multivitamins. D3 is the one to take. Plus, you know, that study that just came out, the two studies on heart disease and fish oils showed that simply taking vitamin D reduced the risk of cancer-related mortality by 25%. So there's other benefits from vitamin D. But vitamin D is needed during flu and cold season to make your immune system more active and effective and properly functioning. It makes it properly function. So it's not supercharged. It's just working really better. The second thing is our probiotic. Our probiotic HX is much more than a digestive tract supplement. Yes, it helps with constipation. Yes, it helps with diarrhea. Yes, it helps with gassy. Even a healthy person could be gassy and bloated and flatulent. Even a healthy person could get gas pains. It gets rid of all that. Helps with lactose intolerance. It helps with food allergies. Helps with irritable bowel syndrome. The bacterial species in our probiotic HX in human clinical trials have been shown to help people with irritable bowel syndrome. Now, Also, these bacteria are resistant to antibiotics. You could take them with antibiotics. That's important. You've got trillions of bacteria living in your intestines. It's been measured, estimated at about 2 pounds. When you take an antibiotic, it's easy to kill off the good, healthy, probiotic-friendly bacteria. So the bacteria that resist that are dangerous, like MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, like Clostridium difficile. Clostridium difficile, when you give somebody an antibiotic and you kill off the good bacteria, Clostridium difficile takes hold. And it can literally destroy your colon, and it causes collagenous colitis. In most people, it just causes severe diarrhea, and probiotics have been shown to get rid of that. But it can also cause collagenous colitis because there's no friendly bacteria to keep it in check. The probiotic bacteria have a special technology. We take the soluble fiber out of things like apples and coat the bacteria in that. It's called microbac technology. That shields the bacteria from heat and from your digestive juices. And they settle in your intestines and they multiply in number and they provide great health. But because of that, it's alginate. We get alginate out of fruit and vegetables, and we coat the bacteria in the alginate, purified alginate, and that shields them from your digestive juices. But it also shields them from antibiotics. So our probiotic HX, you know, maybe your kid needed an antibiotic for an ear infection or some bad infection, give them this. The bacteria will survive. If they're little kids and they can't swallow the capsule, open up the capsule and pour it in anything. And for you, if you have to go on antibiotics, these bacteria will survive the antibiotic and they'll keep your intestines good and they'll help prevent gassiness and diarrhea and bloating and bad bacteria from growing. But the other thing are probiotic bacteria, certain species, not all. That's why I was very careful when I selected the species. I selected species used in hundreds of human clinical trials that have been shown to be safe. They're safe in humans, that have been shown to be effective for a whole bunch of indications. They're safe and effective. They're non-GMO. There's no milk in the product. There's no soy in the product. There's no wheat in the product. The Lactobacillus plantarum, the Lactobacillus rhamnosus, the Bacillus coagulans, and the Bifidobacterium animalis subspecies lactis all improve your immune function in every way. They reduce inflammation in the lungs and the liver and the breasts and the colon. So they're correcting the immune system from acting improperly. They're reducing inflammation in the breasts, the lungs, the liver, and the colon. And the brain, by the way. That's why the gut-brain axis is so important. They reduce inflammation in the brain. Secondly, they help prevent your immune system from attacking your own body, so that lowers the likelihood of developing autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. But they train the immune system to be more hostile against viruses, bacteria, and cancer cells. And this starts to occur within the first 2 weeks. The bacteria in my product, the probiotic HX, have been shown in human clinical trials in children, in infants, in adults, in the elderly, to train the immune system to be much sharper at preventing a flu infection or a cold or viruses that cause diarrhea, and help prevent bacteria, bad bacteria, from overgrowing if you take an antibiotic, and also kill cancer cells. They do this by stimulating gamma delta T cells to control the immune system, natural killer T cells to hunt down cancer cells and bacteria and fungus and parasites and mold, etc., natural killer cells to kill cancer cells and viruses, antibodies to function better and more appropriately, and your neutrophils, your white blood cells that, when they're in contact with bacteria and viruses, gobble them up. And they've shown, even in very elderly people and very fragile people, very frail people, giving them the probiotic that are in our formula, the Envite Probiotic HX, reduces the incidence of colds by about 34%, reduces the incidence of the flu by about 33%, but even if you do get sick, It's a weaker infection. It's not as dangerous, and the symptoms aren't as severe, and it lasts for a shorter time. The duration is shorter. So all around, the probiotics help prevent a flu or cold infection in the first place. So if you add that to whatever else you're doing with your doctor, that's really good. And secondly, if you did get sick, it's a less dangerous infection. It's a weaker, milder infection, so the symptoms aren't as bad, and you get over it a lot quicker. So you can't lose. And even in infants, they give these probiotics. They're really safe, except an infant, of course, can't swallow a capsule. So for somebody young, like a toddler or an infant, just open a capsule and pour it in their applesauce or their cereal or, in yogurt or something. That's how you give it to a kid. And for me, I take it every day. I take it every day. Now, so that's our probiotic. We also have a chewable probiotic, and that's useful for children and adults also. It's a natural cherry flavor. Kids might take that more easily, you know? A little cherry-flavored lozenge that they could just chew. So we've got a lot of good things. Now, besides the probiotic and the vitamin D to get your immune system functioning, do some green tea. Green tea on contact weakens viruses. The flu virus, when somebody sneezes on you, a sneeze travels about 10 feet at 100 miles an hour. So you're not ducking a sneeze. If you're on a train or you're on an escalator or an elevator or in your office and somebody near you sneezes, you're not ducking it. It's traveling at 100 miles an hour and they're only 5 feet away. You're clearly in their sights. But for the flu to infect you, it releases several enzymes. One enzyme allows it to attach to your cells in your nose or your eyes or your mouth. That's called hemagglutinin. And the other one allows the flu virus to penetrate into the cells so it can multiply and propagate and move from cell to cell. That's called neuraminidase. Green tea on contact weakens flu infectivity by blocking the enzymes the flu needs to attach to your mucous membranes in your nose or your mouth or your in your eyes, you know, your tear ducts. It weakens the hemagglutinin that the virus uses to attach to you and weakens the neuraminidase that the virus needs to move from cell to cell. So green tea has been shown in human clinical trials to strongly reduce the number of people who get the flu. Strongly, but it also weakens cold viruses. You never have complete resistance to the cold, the common cold, because there's so many cold viruses. There's about five families, and each one of them can have hundreds of members. So how do you come into contact with all these colds? You don't. So that's why even if you're 70, you could still catch a cold. The green tea, besides weakening flu viruses, also weakens cold viruses, like the rhinovirus family. So we have organic, kosher, caffeine-free, non-GMO green tea that's never been irradiated, that's safe to use with coumadin, because some green teas you can't use with coumadin. And it's on special. We have the drops. What I normally recommend around flu season, because flu season's here and it's only going to get worse, 2 or 3 squirts in some water twice a day, rinse it around the mouth, gargle a little bit, and swallow it twice a day. And that helps protect you from the flu. It's not perfect, but it's very helpful. I do the green tea to help lower my risk of prostate cancer because I'm an older guy. I'm going to be 65 in February. Let me tell you something. If you make 65 today, chances are you're going to make 90 or 100. That's the way it is today. If you make 65, you've got a great chance of making 80. If you make 80, you're going to make 90. If you make 90, you have a good chance of making 100. So I'd rather not be broken down. I'd like to be 90 and still taking walks in the woods because I love that stuff. And feeding the birdies and walking my dogs. So all these things are on special because everything's on special because we're having our Cyber Monday sale. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health, will be right back.
Welcome to the Invite Health company-wide buy one, get one free Cyber Monday sale. Invite Health, the leader in top quality health and wellness products formulated with CGMP and non-GMO standards, announces this limited time offer. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health supplement at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number 800-804-0973. The number for Invite, 800-804-0973. You can also visit our boutique-style invite stores or receive a free personalized nutritional plan from one of our healthcare professionals. Visit invite.nyc for retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time, buy one, get one free Cyber Monday sale. Contact Invite at 800-804-0973. The number again, 800-804-0973, or go to invite.nyc. Invite Health, the luxury vitamin brand.
Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, Invite Health Radio. Now, everything's on special. I could talk about any product. We have many high-quality products. Products for your joint health, products for your memory, products for your heart, products for energy, products to help you sleep, like Sleep HX and melatonin. They do work. I want to talk about Alcar with ALA. If you take it, you have to take it away from food, but it's really good for your brain and your memory. Alcar with ALA is good for your brain and your memory. So whereas ubiquinol makes your heart younger, Alcar with ALA makes your brain younger. Now, don't get me wrong. There's things you could do at home, eating a good diet, like a Mediterranean diet or the DASH diet or the MIND diet. The MIND diet's out of Rush University. It's been shown to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. Eating a great diet with a lot of green leafy vegetables, getting enough sleep, getting exercise, all those things are important to keep your heart younger and keep your brain younger. But Alcar with ALA is replacing things that used to be more functional in your body. That doesn't happen with exercise, a better diet, and enough sleep. You have to replace that with a supplement. It's the only way to do it. Just like ubiquinol. The only way to replace ubiquinol, to put it back into your body at the levels you had when you were a much younger, healthier person, a much more energetic person, is only through supplementation. It's the same with the Alcar with ALA. You can only achieve the levels you had at a much younger age is if you take a good quality supplement like the Invite Health Alcar with ALA. There is one other brand of Alcar with ALA that's very good. Are they competitors? No, I don't even know them. They're in the West Coast. So there's two brands. We've been marketing Alcar with ALA now for, has to be, 25 years. I mean, I've been in the health and pharmacy world since the 1960s. I had my first pharmacy chemist in 1980, which eventually became three pharmacies. I converted it to in the year 1999. So I've been doing this pharmacist nutritionist for all 40 years, and my current Invite Health I've had for 20 years. That's a good track. And let me tell you something. We have so many medical doctors that deal with us, and clinics and hospitals. We're in thousands of locations. You'd be shocked where we are. And all these great spas and big clinics and big hospitals. We're all over the place. I'm always shocked when somebody calls me and they're asking me for advice. And then at the end of the call, they go, oh, by the way, I'm a doctor. And it's like, well, why didn't you tell me that sooner? I could use more technical words. I use all these words. I could trust it. You know, technical words in medicine, sometimes a whole paragraph to explain one word. So if I speak to a pharmacist or a nurse or a medical doctor, it's like, you could say so much more with so many fewer words. So I like when they tell me up front they're a nurse or a doctor. In any event, we make really quality supplements. They are beyond the pale. They're pharmaceutical-grade ingredients, standardized herbs. Everything is non-GMO. Nothing's been sprayed. Nothing's been irradiated. We test it anyway to make sure there's no spray on it. There's no mold. There's no bacteria. There's no heavy metals like nickel or red or lead or mercury or thallium or anything like that. So we make really clean products. They're pharmaceutical-grade quality. I mean, they're really super high quality. And right now they're on special. It's the Cyber Monday special going on. You buy any Invite product. You buy one at suggested retail, you get the second one free. So it's 50% off. At 50% off suggested retail, you can't beat that. It's the same deal if you come into our stores. We have 15 stores. Or if you call us on the phone and we ship it to you. Or if you order through the internet, it's all the same deal. I know at a certain level, we also pay for the shipping. Plus, you get the bonus points. Bonus points, you get an additional like 6 or 7 points that you cash in at the end of the year. At the start of next year, you get a... So if you buy $100 worth of product at suggested retail, you're paying $50. You get an extra 6 or 7% in bonus points that you could spend on Invite products next year. And we also cover the shipping at that. I don't know exactly where we cover the shipping, but I know we cover the shipping at a low level. So that's like a big sale. It's a huge sale for us. Okay, let's get back to it, because I could talk about anything because everything's on sale. Alcar with ALA restores metabolism in your brain. Your brain gets its energy from sugar. Your brain energy is not from protein. It's not from fat. It's not from amino acids. Your brain energy is from sugar. There's no doubt about it. There's two things in the brain that the brain uses more than the rest of the body. Cholesterol to heal it and to coat the nerves, and sugar to fuel it. Okay? Nothing else works as well in the brain. It's sugar. As you grow older, the brain cells can't utilize sugar correctly. And instead of creating energy, they make a toxin called methylglyoxal, which increases the acid level of the brain that greatly deteriorates brain health. It's called lactic acid. It's called keto acid. Keto acid. You don't want keto acid in your brain. Ketoacidosis. This breaks down the little blood vessels that nourish your brain, and cells start to die. And if enough of those cells die, well, you're on the pathway to Alzheimer's disease. Alcar with ALA are super energized in the brain. But as you grow older, they're less and less active because the enzymes that turn them on fail to function. Like carnitine palmitoyl transferase doesn't work, so you can't convert carnitine to Alcar. When you give Alcar, you restore metabolism in the brain. So the brain is using calories for energy, and what happens? The lactic acid disappears, and you're not breaking more little blood vessels, so you're not losing more brain cells. Here's what low Alcar activity has been connected to. Alcar with ALA are supposed to be in your brain, but their activity drops with age. And eventually it can really affect your brain health dramatically. They found in older people, Alcar activity is missing in people with major depressive disorder. And let me tell you something. The best antidepressants on the planet, taking a walk is an unbelievable antidepressant. Taking a walk outside is a great antidepressant. And only good things generally come out of that. And Alcar with ALA. Alcar has been compared to prescription antidepressants 4 times. Including fluoxetine, you know, Paxil. It works as well as them. It works faster. Within 2 weeks, it's already reducing depression. And it's incredibly safe and beneficial for the brain. It prevents the brain cells from dying. So Alcar restores energetics in an aging brain. It's missing in the brains of people with Parkinson's disease. They found that people with Parkinson's disease have very low function of Alcar. It's missing in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease. It's missing in the brains of people with mild cognitive impairment. That's the brain has shrunk and your memory is terrible. And it's dropped in older people with subjective memory complaints, where they know they've lost some memory, but they don't have Alzheimer's. They're also finding that Alcar activity drops greatly and major depressive disorder, especially in people who've been abused when they were young, either physically abused, sexually abused. People who've been abused when they're young, frequently the antidepressants don't work. And they found out the antidepressants don't work in those people because there's a lack of Alcar. You can't have the antidepressant work without Alcar. And when they gave these people Alcar, it was helping their depression. And in older people with major depressive disorder, it really helped their depression. It was zooming. Now, besides energy in the brain, you get this evolving sense of well-being in your brain. Like you wake up happy in the morning. You wake up, you feel energized in the morning like you did when you were like 18. I mean, it's unbelievable. But it's also benefiting not just your mood and not just your brain energy and preserving your brain health, preventing brain cells from dying. It's great for your memory. It's great for your memory. They've done a number of studies now. Now, when they help people with memory, like soldiers who have post-traumatic stress disorder or former football players that now have chronic traumatic encephalopathy or people with Alzheimer's or mild cognitive impairment, they don't give them just Alcar. So in these studies, they're giving Alcar, they're giving ALA, they're giving B vitamins, they're giving fish oils, and sometimes some other herbs. They've seen a real improvement in their brain function. I mean, it's not like night and day, but they're functioning better. They're remembering to brush their teeth and wash. They're more capable of feeding themselves. Former football players, they're happier. They're more with it. They're sharper. They're remembering things. They're not as hostile. I mean, it really means something for the brain. So I take two Alcar with ALA away from food a couple of hours after lunch every day. A couple of hours after lunch. And by the way, if you're using thyroid medication, okay, generally people take their thyroid medication an hour or two before breakfast. Take the Alcar with ALA 2 hours after breakfast, and it'll improve your energy. They've proven this in human clinical trials. If you take Alcar, if you're on like Synthroid, which is levothyroxine, which is also called Levoxyl, it's the synthetic thyroid hormone. Generally, you take that a couple hours before breakfast. Take the Alcar with ALA 2 hours after breakfast, and it'll help restore your energy even better than the thyroid hormone on its own. I mean, it's real. It's a very effective supplement. It's a very effective supplement. Now, I could talk about anything. I guess I should say, because it's that time of year, that we need help controlling our weight. We need help controlling our weight. I have two products. One is CLA. CLA takes fat calories and sends them to your muscle. You lose some belly fat, you gain some muscle. It's been proven in about 20 human clinical trials, and they've used our CLA in these human clinical trials. It's called Tonalin. And the other is phase two. Phase two blocks the absorption of sugar calories. Now, this is sugar, the carbohydrate time of year. I mean, Thanksgiving with the stuffing and the bread and the sweet potatoes and the desserts, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, all the parties at work and going over your friends and your favorite aunt is sending you that pecan pie. You take the phase two, like two or three capsules with a glass of water, about 10 minutes before the meal. And it'll block some of the absorption of the sugar, and it'll help you keep trimmer, and it'll help keep your sugar under control. So the CLA helps with the fat. Take two CLA three times a day with meals. It helps keep the fat calories away. And the phase two helps keep the sugar calories away. It's a very important supplement this time of year, I would say that. I'm going on the 28th, Wednesday the 28th, to our Paramus store, if you'd like to come meet me. I'm pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey. We have a lot of stores, and there's people like me in the stores, naturopathic doctors, dietitians, clinical nutritionists. Take advantage. You could go and meet them in person. You could call them on the phone. You could send them an email through the website, invitehealth.com. We're having our Cyber Monday sale, Thanksgiving weekend, Cyber Monday. You buy any Invite product that's suggested retail, you get the second bottle free. Now, for all of us at Invite Health, this is pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey wishing you optimal health now and on to the future. God bless. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life.
Welcome to the Invite Health company-wide Buy One, Get One Free Cyber Monday sale. Invite Health, the leader in top-quality health and wellness products formulated with cGMP and non-GMO standards, announces this limited-time offer. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health supplement at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Here's the number and write it down because you could speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number, 800-804-0973. The number for Invite, 800-804-0973. You can also visit our boutique-style Invite stores or receive a free personalized nutritional plan from one of our healthcare professionals. Visit invite.nyc for retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Cyber Monday sale. Contact Invite at 800-804-0973. The number again, 800-804-0973, or go to invite.nyc. Invite Health, the luxury vitamin brand.